Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. I know some of you are like glued to your television sets, or your smartphones for that matter. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. Look, you can reach me at joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, or if you hop up to the website, therealside.com. We've got a live chat room going on there. I'd love to know, so far, what's the best moment that you've had in the debate? What is the best thing? Now, somebody told me, I can't listen and watch, but I'd love to know from one of you. Somebody said that that Joey told the president to shut up. Right? Shut up, man, kind of thing. I'd love to know if that's true, because I think that would be great. I know it sounds kind of goofy, but I really do. I think that would be great. I mean, I got Xander Gibb right now sending me messages going, he's watching from England, and I'm sure he's ready to throw up. I mean, this is just amazing from what I'm seeing and reading off my over my shoulder. So would some of you tell me, one of you tell me, send me, now remember, most of you guys that listen and watch me, I know you're on the right, you're on my side of the issue, right? But I want to know, I really want you to take a moment and decide, is Joe Biden really failing? Really failing. Not from just from your point of view, but really failing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me. All right, Congressman Mike Garcia is going to join me, I think, at the bottom of the hour. I told him we were originally going to talk about something different, but I said, why don't you listen to the debate. And then at the bottom of the hour, let's get you on and let's talk about where you're at. How you think it went, how you think the president did, that kind of stuff. And so we'll be hearing from him at the bottom of the hour. I really, really would love to hear what you guys had to say, and make it via comment. Make it by, you know, sending me an email. Again, joe@therealside.com. I'm curious as to what you have to say. So again, some of you know that I do serve on a school board here in California. Yes, an education board. Not the same kind of board that you see in some of these other states, some of these other areas. Really, really quite different than what some people think it is. A teacher orders a teen to remove a Trump flag from the bedroom during an online class. Now, the sad part about this is the only one that can see this is the teacher. Because those usually aren't shared from kid to kid to kid. I mean, like the students can't all see each other. It would be crazy. They're not all like that, but it'll be like crazy. But the teacher, and I won't say in many, but there's been plenty of cases where you can see them with a BLM flag in the background, an LGBTQ flag in the background, a transgender flag in the background, all of it. Right? And that's okay. We're trampling on their rights. 16-year-old boy was told by his teacher to remove a Trump flag from his bedroom wall under a threat of punishment. Well, punishment of what? What's he going to do, give him a zero? Fail him for not taking it down? The student at Calusa High School in California was in his bedroom participating in an online chemistry class when the teacher demanded that the flag be taken down or removed from camera's view. You can sit up, remove the flag, or reposition the camera within the next 15 seconds from kicking you out of the class, the teacher said. TV station KOVR reports that the video of the incident shows the teacher counting to 50, wasting everybody's time in the class because of a stupid flag. The student's mother said that she doesn't blame the teacher. She blames the school board for not giving clear guidance on what the children are allowed to do or to have in the privacy of their bedrooms. Bullpuckies. I don't agree with the parents at all here. The kids have a right of freedom of speech. What if he was wearing this? What if he was wearing this as a T-shirt that said Trump 2020? With the distance learning, we're all forced to do because of, you know, this new color chart. The school district has not yet addressed the students right in their own home, the teacher. Now, again, if the teacher wants a kid to take the flag down, then the only flag that I want to see behind you, Mr. and Mrs. Teacher, is an American flag or a California flag. All right? That's simple. I don't want to see anything else. Because I have the same rights that you have. I should be allowed to do or not to do the same thing you are. You are, as your counterparts say, you are not above the law. And you keep talking about, you know, they keep talking about equality, equity, whatever. Well, they're not above the law either. Right? Everybody. All equal. But they don't want to hear that. You know, you've heard me talk about my family a little bit. I don't get into real detail about them, but I do get a kick out of some of the stuff. My family, they're Italian immigrants. I mean, you'd never know that about me, would you? But they're Italian immigrants. And my aunt, vividly, I mean, sharp, she's 83 years old. She's got memory like, she makes Joey B look like he's 127 with no brains left. She's sharp. And she talks about her trip here in the boat, the ship. And 12 years old, petrified out of her mind. And down in steerage, that's where they sent them. And basically, you were cargo. And I don't say this lightly. I don't mean like she's sitting home crying every day. What she does, she feels bad. She weeps for this country. She said her parents fled real fascism. And when we talk about this country, it's really interesting how the young people, they really have no clues of what this country is and what it means. They know what their teachers have told them. They know what their professors have told them. But my aunt says, you know, when they saw the American flag come around the corner, and you guys, some of you guys have heard this before, when they saw the American flag come around the corner in their bombed out village, they started to cry because they knew they were safe. They knew things were going to be okay. If you listen to the young people today, you'd never know that that was the country we had. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
You know, I'm watching while you guys were heating up your coffee. I, for giggles, you listen to Real Side with Joe Messina, by the way. For giggles, I started to go and perusing Facebook to see what some of the comments were. And I love these people that are, Trump is argumentative. He's demeaning. He's interrupting. Well, Biden's doing the same thing. He's interrupting. He's lying. He's demeaning. But they said it's okay. Right? No problem. Biden is lying. He's name-calling. He's disrespectful. He's being hateful. All the things that the left says we shouldn't be. But Joey B's getting a pass. It's okay, apparently. You know, a friend of mine, Kimberly, she's like, when are we going to get a commercial break here? You know, it's again, nothing is different. And then, I don't know, I'm not watching right now. But plenty of people saying that Chris Wallace is favoring Biden and almost feels like he's debating Trump. And I've been in these situations. You know what? To put it blatantly, it sucks. As many of you know, that I used to be on CNN quite a bit. And what I hated was, it was 3-on-1. And not that they brought in, I'm not talking about having 2 other people and the moderator. No, no, no. It was always 2 people that were the show hosts. And then they would have a liberal and myself on. And inevitably, if the liberal couldn't answer the question or couldn't respond to what I said, they would jump in and save that person, or try to. And I got sick of it. It's one of the reasons I don't do it anymore. Why? If I want to be beat up, there's other things I can do to get the crud kicked out of me. Right? It's just nuts. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, I'm hearing things like, and you guys are going to help me out here. I love this. Biden says that Antifa isn't an organization. Come on, let that sink in for a second. You mean they're not an official organization? Because that's kind of stupid to even say that. Yes, they are. They're well-funded. They're well-run. They are an organization. God bless America. And again, with all of that, when you look at that, you have Jerry Nadler saying the same thing, that Antifa is non-existent. It's a makeup. Well, he actually said they were a makeup organization, right? They really didn't exist. It's just fascinating. They deny that the economy was never any good. It's just, they live in an alternate universe. They see things in an alternate way. Do you know what I mean? And I don't know. I got to tell you guys, when I heard that Chris Wallace was doing the first debate, everybody got all excited. I never did. I never really felt like, we've been losing Fox day by day, minute by minute. All right, I do not believe for a minute it's because Trump is so bad. I think it's the people at the top at Fox. He got some pretty crappy people up there helping to run this place. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. You'd love to hear what you have to say. And for some of you have already sent me some emails here talking about how, you know, as a Christian, you're not allowed to hate. Yeah, well, you are. You're allowed to abhor, I can't pronounce the word, but, you know, you're allowed to hate evil. How's that? You can hate when people do evil things. I mean, seriously, think it through. God hates evil. God hates liars. Now, somebody just jumped all over that and said, oh, well, then he hates Trump. Well, if you're going to say that, then he hated Obama. He hated Hillary Clinton. He hates Billy Bob Clinton. He hates the little Clinton. He hates Joey B. We can do this all day long. Right? Come on, seriously. Like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, we're going to talk more about this in a little bit. I'm hoping to have the congressman on and have him kind of discuss this and work a walk through this. But it's constantly amazing to me that I have friends, and you guys do too. Let's not play this game. All right? We have friends that will look at Joe Biden, who starts to get confused, can't answer a question. Now he's into that, grumpy old man on the porch telling the president to shut up. Now, I can tell you something. If the gloves are off and they'll allow Trump to respond the way he wants to, hey, I'm all for it. Go for it. No joke. Go for it. Let it happen. Let Trump respond the way he wants to. I'm good with that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, again, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. But they won't. They're not going to let them do that. They're not going to let them go after each other like that. I would just let them take the gloves off and start pounding away. I wouldn't go anywhere. And actually, when this is all over, I wouldn't go anywhere near the guy. Right? I mean, one of the things they need to talk about, they need to really deal. And I don't mean I'm switching gears on you guys again. Sorry, but one of the things they need to talk about. We need to start beating up on really what Hillary, what Obama, what the rest of them knew was going on during the Trump investigation. It needs to be put out there, called out there, laid out in plain, simple English, in plain black and white. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Hopefully, we'll have the congressman with us, but I promised him I wouldn't bother him until after the debate. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump and Joe Biden are debating in Cleveland. They were asked if scientists can be trusted regarding COVID-19.
There's millions of scientists. There's thousands of scientists out there that don't work for him. Their job doesn't depend on him. That's not, they're the people, they're, and by
I
the way,
to the scientists that are in charge,
by the way,
they will have the vaccine very soon.
Let him finish.
You believe for a moment what he's telling you in light of all the lies he's told you about the whole issue relating to COVID. He still hasn't even acknowledged that he knew this was happening, knew how dangerous it was going to be back in February, and he didn't even tell you. He's on record as saying it. He panicked or he just looked at the stock market. One of the two, because guess what? A lot of people died.
This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Sorry, a couple of nitwits.
How lucky can one guy be?
We are back. You listen to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There is a lot going on up there, a lot to get involved with. I know some of you are listening to the last few minutes of the round. I mean, it is actually not even a round because it's more like street fighting than it is anything else, is from what I'm seeing and what some of you are sending me. Unfortunately, I cannot sit, watch, and listen. But I got to tell you what, I would have a field day with this if I could have been, tweeting live and all that other stuff while this was going on. It would have been great. But let me bring on my guest. I mean, he's been watching this. He's been keeping up on some of this stuff. I really feel bad for these people. Congressman Mike Garcia from the 25th Congressional District in California. Congressman, thanks for being with me. I really do appreciate your time.
Hey, thanks, Joe. Thanks for having me.
So, okay, your overall view first of, you know, I didn't bring you on for this, but heck, we're here. We might as well talk about it. Tell me what you think of tonight's debate, fight, street fight. What do you want to call it?
Yeah, it was a good show. I was a little disappointed, frankly, by Wallace's topics. They're important topics, but it didn't really lend itself to very much substantive conversation around policies or solutions or anything moving forward. And it was a little ambitious for, an hour and 15, hour and 30 minutes to try to cover all of those things. So hopefully over the course of the next four elections, they'll actually be able to bear down and have meaningful discussions around the policies and how we're going to get the economy going back again and lower our taxes. But it was definitely some emotions there, and both personalities on full showcase.
Well, I don't know how anybody expected any difference. You know, when you saw Joe Biden, I lovingly refer to him as Joey B. But when you saw him out at his events early on and how he wanted to take on his own supporters, you know, you want to go outside and do push-ups, you want to go in the ring together. I mean, I'm thinking to myself, this is hilarious. And now you're going to get these two in the ring, and you think that President Trump is going to let them lie on him, if you would? I don't see that. I don't see him letting that happen. And the group that always wants you to speak, you know, civilly to each other, here they are letting Biden get away with telling the president to shut up, which I find just hilarious, and not expecting him to punch back, right?
I think he called him a clown somewhere in there as well. So, yeah, the hypocrisy's thick. It always has been coming from the left. It's nothing new. I mean, this is a demographic and frankly a class of politicians who tout diversity and freedom of thought as long as you're agreeing with them. The second you don't do that, and we saw it locally, obviously, with Christy Smith. If you recall last year, Christy Smith,
yep.
There was an op-ed in the local local Gazette in Santa Clarita, and she didn't agree with the op-ed. And in response to that, she called for everyone to ban the Gazette and effectively put that little newspaper out of business because she didn't agree with the op-ed that was in there. And it was just a full-force demonstration of the hypocrisy there. And it's you don't believe it until you see it, but the reality is they don't want freedom of thought. They want no adversity, and they want everyone to believe what they believe. And if you don't, then stand by. You're going to feel the full force of the party.
Oh, agreed. I mean, and I tell people all the time, if you want to see what this country would be like in full Democrat control, just look at what's going on in California. Look at how they're treating their people. I actually got in an argument with a reporter today about AB5 and Christy Smith, and I kept saying, he kept trying to cover for her. And I said, wait a minute, are you her campaign manager? Or your reporter calling me to ask me questions? She hasn't come out and said one negative word about a law slash bill that has put hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people out of work in this state. From a standpoint of the single mom trying to put some extra food on the table, the whatever it is, somebody just trying to pick up a few extra bucks to take care of their family, she's not interested. She hasn't said anything about that bill, and Pelosi wants to take it nationwide. This is nuts.
Yeah, and that's, as you know, that's why I ran. I mean, there's the equivalent of an AB5 at the federal level. This is going to happen to our country. I'm running because I don't want my nation to turn into what California has become. And Christy Smith's got her fingerprints around all of these things, not just AB5, but $3 billion in tax raises. And while the reporters and the mainstream media aren't picking up on it, whoever this person was defending her, the fact is that the average worker in our state and in our district is feeling this. They're suffering because of this, and it's not just Republicans versus Democrats. There's Democrats out there who are losing their jobs, whether they're a freelance journalist, a writer, a photographer, or somebody who works at the local newspapers, or Uber and Lyft. They're losing their jobs because of these policies. And as you know, I called for the repeal of AB5 on day one of the COVID crisis. It should have never been passed.
Nope.
But it was probably the single best thing that this governor could have done to help California navigate the COVID shutdown. They refused, and Christy Smith voted against the repeal. In the last vote that they had, she decided not to even show up. She wasn't even there for that. And I believe she even abstained from a vote that effectively allowed 24-year-olds to date 14-year-olds and have sex with minors. So that's the level of politician that we're dealing with here, and this is something that I'm fighting so we don't see this at the federal level.
Let me tell you what. Let me tell you what, if a 24-year-old tried to have a sex with my 14-year-old daughter, the only thing that would be happening is somebody would have to come up with bail money to get me out of jail. That's about what would happen. So,
That's right. We've got, unfortunately, Sacramento's defending these folks right now. That's real legislation, and she just failed to even show up for the vote. It's despicable.
Yeah, unreal. All right, so I'll throw a couple of quick ones at you. Nancy Pelosi wants Congress to be ready to vote for the next president. Is she on that many drugs? Because I'm telling you, you have the Congress right now, if you go by the Constitution, has the votes to put the president back in. Why would she be touting for you guys to be ready to vote for the next president? I don't know what's wrong with her.
Yeah, I don't know. If I tried to explain everything that Nancy Pelosi is doing right now, I'd run out of time. We'd get nothing done, which is maybe her problem. I just want her right now to bring a meaningful COVID package to a vote here in the House, something that actually does give small businesses the assistance that they need, something that does give the workers who are still unemployed the unemployment insurance on a weekly basis that they deserve. This latest bill that she's bringing to the floor is giving payments to illegal immigrants. It's talking about election reform and changing the way we vote in this country. It's releasing criminals. And it's, in the end, it's rolling up to more than $2 trillion when we still are trying to figure out how we're paying for the first one. So, you know, this is probably the most inefficient institution I've ever been a part of. And it comes down to, this is all Pelosi's agenda right now. They are getting nothing done. They're focused on an impeachment process, which won't come to fruition.
You're no longer surprised by their approval rating was in a tank for so many years, now that you were there, correct?
Correct. Right.
Because I know I only have a little bit of time. Moving forward, what are the Republican Congress, what do they have in store for Americans? How are they going to turn this around? What are they willing to push out there?
Yeah, well, first of all, we need to renew the American dream. It comes down to public safety. We've got to invest in our law enforcement. We need to make sure that we're doing the right thing for Americans, keep our taxes low, regrow this economy. and frankly rebuild the infrastructure around us. We need meaningful infrastructure investments. We've got to continue to invest in our kids and this economy, making sure, especially in California, it's a place that we can continue to live in. But keeping taxes low, removing the state and local tax deduction limits or the SALT deduction limits in the next tax bill is absolutely critical for Californians. So these are the things I'm going to be fighting for. We've got to defend our law enforcement, not defund them. And we've also got to get the federal resources into California to help us manage these fires a little bit better. A lot of these lands are federal lands. A lot of it's state lands. We've got to invest in the fuels management and get the large aerial tankers into the district to fight these fires. So that's what I'm pushing. The Republican Party does have a plan to do this at the federal level. I get the economy hitting on eight cylinders again and recover from COVID. We just need to get through this election and hopefully have a little more support in the House.
Yeah, I'm believing you're going to take the House. I don't know how House Republicans feel at this particular point in time, because I think that if I believe the president is going to be reelected, but if he doesn't get a strong win in the Senate and the House, I am concerned that we're going to have four more years exponentially worse than we've seen over the last 4 years. I'm not trying to be a downer, but your thoughts?
I think there's already rumblings in the House of additional impeachment proceedings, and if we don't keep the Senate to be a nice check to the House in that regard, then things will be monumentally worse in terms of support from Congress to this president. So I'm bullish on getting the House back. I've met a lot of candidates running. We only need 17 seats. If someone like me can win in the 25th district, a good conservative Republican, first-generation American, former military, but also an aerospace executive, then we should be able to win in any district around the country. And, you know, this is our 25th district is a very purple district, and this is very representative of what America is right now. So we need leaders. We need folks that fight for lower taxes and being able to survive in our districts.
But, Congressman, you are a worker and you are a fighter. Okay, and with all due respect to my Republican buddies, there's a lot of people, even on our side of the aisle, that have been there for a long time, and they need to learn how to pass it on to somebody else. They need to bring in people like yourself that are willing and ready to fight. I believe you're going to win again. I'm all for you. I want to thank you for the work that you've done, and I want to thank you for keeping up the work that I know you will do in the future. Congressman Mike Garcia, thank you so much.
Appreciate it. We're going to keep it plugged in, and visit us at electmikegarcia.com.
Yes, sir. We'll be back in a minute. Don't
go
far, people.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
You've reached me. You know who you are, so leave that information. I will call you back. I hope this message is happier than my last message.
Don't you love it? I can hit every switch in the place. Nothing works. And I hit one switch and it all works. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN. Oh, I'm sorry, guys. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And listen, I've got a surprise for you. I know, no, it is not Friday, so don't wig out. Relax. Breathe deep. Everything's okay. Sonia Schmidt is going to join me. Or unless you're going to join. She's here now. Sonia, with you with me as you hang up?
I am here. Can you hear me okay? Because we still have the TV running on in the background because we just miss a minute of this.
No. I wouldn't. Well, if I didn't have to work for a living, I wouldn't miss a second of it. But
I heard
it was a great. It was like a Saturday Night Live skit to a degree. Anyway, so first of all, give me your 80,000 foot overview, and then we'll get into detail. You know.
What do you mean you didn't? You heard? You didn't get to watch any of this?
I I'm working over here. What are you doing? You just hanging out with Bonbon?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
We're doing, like, tequila shooters every time Biden says anything stupid. And I'm telling you, the first
you must
10
be wasted.
Minutes, we're all snuggered.
You must.
Right, exactly.
All right. So I'm hearing it was, it turned into a street fight after a relatively short period of time. Give me an overview, and then we'll get into details.
Yes. Yes, you know? No, that is totally it. And poor Chris Wallace lost total control of it, but I was concerned about Chris anyhow because he's not a lover of Trump, so he could not hide his affection for Biden and letting him slide. In fact, I think Neil Cavuto just said that he gave an assist to Biden maybe two or three times more than Trump. I'm not sure about the numbers, but it's clear when you watch it that he was throwing Biden a lot of bones.
Yeah, and that's terrible because, you know, he should let the guy, do well or fail on his own.
On his own merit. That's it. That's it. But, you know, but Trump is so aggressive, and I think and gratefully so. I love seeing a man stand up for himself. And the fact that he doesn't have the media to back him up, he's got to take control of his own narrative. He's got to do it.
Yeah.
So, but then that's deemed rude or whatever. Or I'm pretty sure, let me see, I wrote down a couple of words. I think tomorrow they're going to use the unhinged. He lost it. Early on when they were talking about health care. But he didn't lose it, and he wasn't unhinged. He's just defending himself against a party and a media that is dogging him out.
Well, it wouldn't, you know as well as I do, it wouldn't matter how he came off. He, to your point, right? He would have been unhinged, not together, totally defending himself in a defenseless scenario. I mean, it would have been just crazy. But,
And they'll talk about his, he had a lot of tanning stuff on. They'll talk about that, but they will not talk about the point.
No, now.
He's Orange Man Bad.
What's that? Orange Man Bad.
Orange
Man
Bad.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so was there a moment, or was there a word, was there a term, was there something that stuck out for you that, I mean, did Joe Biden get confused at any given time?
There were a couple of times where it looked like he short-circuited. Like, it looked like you could see sparks and stuff coming out of his head. Like, in the movie Terminator, he just wasn't operating on all cylinders. But we kind of expect that. But what I found most egregious was his disrespect for Trump. And he called him a clown twice. He told him to shut up, and he called him a racist. And I'm sure there are other things. I stopped keeping notes after that point. But he just completely, to me, you're unhinged when you go to name-calling and that sort of thing. So that stood out to me. But there was a wonderful moment, where is it, that Trump talked about, I think it was core values. There were a couple of really wonderful, sobering moments that Trump had. And I believe one was on racism. Where are my notes here? But I think it's absolutely, for your audience, worth watching the entire debate because it's very exciting. But Trump had some wonderful moments where he just explained what was going on, and it was very sobering, and it was just very clear. I'm pretty sure it won't be described that way on the left-wing media. it's not gonna happen.
No, to your point, I was telling somebody this earlier, you cannot expect Trump, you know, the term détente or diplomats or whatever you want to call it, those days are gone. These guys.
No, neither one of them were statesmen. They're not statesmen. But Trump brought this fight to a whole different level. And if the Republicans behind him or who are on his team right now aren't watching this and showing how it's done, you know, maybe we have gone past statesmanhood. I don't know. I'd love to see those guys of old stand up and have these wonderful speeches and all that. And I think Trump has wonderful speech writers and wonderful speeches. But he's able to jump in there and not take any crap from these fools.
No, and I noticed, again, I couldn't watch, but I noticed that he was either talking over Joe or interrupting Joe, but I could see what he was saying. It's, no, that's a lie. That's not true. And kind of handing it back to Joe to have him, you know, clarify or fix it. Do you think that Joe throw out a lot of talking points tonight or lies that...
when you watch everything he says, it's all talking points. Is the president lies? The president failed at COVID. All the things that you knew that he was going to say, he just kept going back to those points. You know, and if you could just say, well, he's lying, that's what the left wants to believe anyhow. I mean, I talk to some people on the left when I absolutely can't avoid it, and that's what they and that's what they say, is that, oh, he just lies. And then when you ask them to be specific, they don't really have anything. So I think Biden did a lot of that tonight, and I think Trump wanted some substance. He was substance. He wants to know, well, what am I lying about? Exactly what are you talking about?
Yeah, that's
exactly. I think on both sides, they're going to be satisfied with what they saw. I mean, I wish it had been a brawl. I kind of just want Trump to beat his butt physically. And I think the left just wants him to say Trump is lying and Orange Man bad.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to take Obamacare away from us and pre-existing, and all the stuff that they've been saying. But it works with a certain segment of people who don't pay attention, and it works. So it really is, and Trump, I think, wound up on this in the last thing. We've got to get out and vote. This thing has to be so overwhelming. It has to be such an overwhelming victory that there is no question. And he said, I'm not backing down. There's too much fraudulent information, situations that are going on with these mail-in ballots, that, no, I don't have any reason to back down.
Yeah, so, I got to tell you, I sit here and I hear some of our friends and some of our people writing on Facebook going, well, I wish he wasn't so aggressive, and I wish he would attack him.
Like,
well, you know what? Enough. When you're laying in the street, the guy's punching you in the face, you say, look, you've already hit me.
Right.
You don't need to hit me some more. You're like,
no,
I'm willing to hand you my wallet. No. God bless.
We're so beaten down by the left that we're afraid of men anymore. And I've talked about this when I come on your show. I just think that Trump just represents men and a man, and we haven't seen that in so long that we're nervous about it. I remember when I did my comedy show, and the Ladies of the Right, and a woman came up to me after the show, and she said, you know what, it took me about a minute or two. She says, I was laughing inside, but I didn't know that I could laugh out loud, that this was actually for us. And I think that's what's going on. You know, we're so afraid of this man, Trump, that he's fighting back and he's interrupting and he's not taking any crap from Chris Wallace or Joe Biden or the left. And we're wanting him to act like the left has been telling us to act like for all these years. So we're scared of them. But they're mean people. I have them in my family. I'm scared of them, too.
Well, look,
I come on your show and I vent, but I don't do this to them, for God's sake.
No. Thanksgiving will be really fun this year, maybe, huh? What do you think?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, this is going to be real interesting, huh?
You know,
and boy, do I want to gloat. I just want this to turn out the way I want it to so I can gloat. Oof.
The problem is that none of the arguments are on substance. Not a one of them. And it makes me nuts. And it shouldn't. I mean, it's not, but it really, it's not on substance at all. And if they would talk about jobs, really talk about where the economy was at before COVID. And I haven't heard, so
the left has that all sewed up. They're saying that he benefited from an Obama economy. So there's really no winning. There's no topic.
No.
You're thinking logic. You're thinking, they're going to say something that's logical, and the left or people are... No. It's
it's
a brawl at this point.
I'm sorry.
It's just like, he's got him on the ropes. He's on the... You know, now. This is like... And I don't think Biden can hold out for another three of these.
No, I look at, unless they drug him up again, I don't know. I mean, we'll see what happens. But, all right, listen, we've got to go. But you're still coming on Friday, because I know where you live. I'll come
be there
get you.
Friday.
And I'll drag you on. So, anyhow.
Okay,
all right.
Yes.
Sonya Schmidt, people, you can check her out at Rain Broadcasting, and she'll be here. You can stay up. You just take one of those shots that Joey got tonight. You'll be fine. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
We'll be back in a little bit. Sonya Schmidt, thank you. God bless. Have a great rest of the night.
Bye. You too. Bye-bye.